No one else. Literally no one. The girl down the street couldn't stay all night even if I could pay her. And I just can't. If I don't get a job, I don't know what we'll do. Your parents couldn't take her? Augie asked. They live in Vermont. If I had half a brain, I'd take Patty and go there. It's pretty. Only they've got their own problems. Dad says their house is underwater. Not literally. They're not in the river or anything. It's something financial. Augie nodded. There was a lot of that going around, too. A few cars were coming up the steep rise from Marlborough Street where Augie had gotten off the bus. They turned left into the vast empty plain of parking lot that would no doubt be full by daylight tomorrow, still hours before the first annual city job fair opened its doors. None of the cars looked new. Their drivers parked, and from most of them, three or four job seekers emerged, heading toward the doors of the auditorium. Augie was no longer at the end of the line. It had almost reached the first switchback. If I can get a job, I can get a sitter, she said. But for tonight, me and Patty just gotta suck it up. The baby gave a croupy cough Augie didn't care for, stirred in the papoose, and then settled again. At least the kid was bundled up. There were even tiny mittens on her hands. Kids survive worse, Augie told himself uneasily. He thought of the Dust Bowl,